WA E-Learning Experience 2006, showcasing WA LearnScope projects.
Good afternoon everyone, and welcome to the second to last session of the day for you. Yolanda McPherson on TAFE projects. The first is Take the Mystery Out of E-Learning Facilitation.
Right, our project, I inherited this project, E-Learning Facilitation, or Taking the Mystery Out of E-Learning Facilitation. The idea behind this project was initially to develop some skills within our lecturing staff on how to facilitate e-learning. When we put the proposal together, we actually sent out an email to all the lecturers asking for expressions of interest to be part of the team. We got a really good response. I think we ended up with about 28 people to start with. By the time we applicate, we selected a number based on where they were from. We wanted a sort of a good spread. We limited the team to, I think it was about 15. And then with time, it went down to about 10. We put the application in. And as things would have it, by the time the application got approved, we had one person left in the team apart from myself. So I can honestly say that I've got three very special people here, four, that actually came to the forefront when we said, look, you know, we've got this project, I haven't got any people, this is what the project is about, would you be interested? And they came to the party, so I'll introduce you to them later. So with this project came another set of problems that although we had these learning outcomes of developing e-learning skills, but you know, increasing the knowledge of using e-learning tools, using e-learning technology, and accessing a whole range of flexible learning tools and resources and support, the new people in our project had very little exposure to e-learning. Some of them had never been exposed to it at all. So we really had to start from scratch and introduce them from the ground up. And I'm very lucky that they learned very quickly and they embraced it quite well. This is the team here, and unfortunately there is one person who's not, or actually two people that are not present there, and that's Louisa Molan and Julie McCaleb, who are also part of the team. Across the back there's Daniel Pethick and Will Brander, and Louisa's here, they're all in the front row, so thank you to them, and Neil of course. The two other ladies are Peter Crane and Faye Sanford, who were unable to be here today as well. So they were our team. And each one of them had different needs. They all wanted to do something different to facilitate their learning because they all came from different areas. We had people from Workplace Training Services, which are the three team members that I mentioned earlier that are here today. They deal with industry. They actually deliver and assess in the workplace. They don't do any classroom delivery. We also had automotive. We also had teaching and learning, a couple of the girls from teaching and learning, and we had access and community. So you can see that we had a very wide range of lecturers from different areas, and they all had their own opinion of what they wanted to get out of this e-learning facilitation. So we introduced them to all of these ranges of software programs. We took them in and showed them WebCT and toolboxes, Windows Media Encoder, application rapid e-learning development, which a lot of these things you've already seen today, so excuse me if it's a repeat. Digital storytelling, Movie Maker, we looked at Audacity. We also went in and created some blogs, did Front Page and so forth. What did we get out of it? Well, the first thing is that all our team members learned how to create a blog site. This is one of the blog sites that that came out of the project. And this is for our workplace training team. They turn around and they actually have people coming in from a mine-site catering company or an accommodation services company. They come in, they do an intensive one-week course, is it guys? Three-week course. And then these people have to go out on the mine site and start doing accommodation services. So they like to get feedback from their students. So they created this blog site, and this is just a picture of their mine site, just to look, you know, looking for feedback. And they've actually had some really good people posting some feedback. You know, after 2 weeks, I've realised that much of the help the three of you have given us, or the three-week course, thanks for your great training and so forth. And it's a really good way for the trainers to know how they're going back there. And if they have any problems, they can always put it up there and say, I've had this problem or whatever. And they're still continuing to get postings on that. So that was one of the things that came out of that. The next one that came out of that was Neil's project. So we ended up with a few individual projects out of this. Not only did Neil work on that other project for Automotive, he actually created this induction CD, would you believe? And a credit to him, because he doesn't have an IT background, but he did this all on his own in Front Page. And it's a CD that you're going to... Do you want to just explain how you use this? You plan on giving it to your students?
Yeah, it was with the Certificate 2 in Auto Electrical Technology. There's a lot of guys that might be up coming out or something, so they're not able to come down to classes and the rest of them. So therefore, all we're going to do is basically stand alone as a bit of a guide to help them work their way through it with bits and pieces that we looked at within that one.
So you give them this and you give them some resource material, and a lot of the resource material now doesn't have to be printed, it can actually be on the CD. Basically this is their handbook as well, so all the information that you are bound to give students is on the CD. By clicking this and understanding, they acknowledge that they've accepted the handbook. And it's a case of simply going through and looking at the course content, and within this course content, you also have some resources, you've got some information about getting started, you've got a course plan, so there's your assessment plan for them to work through. And it just saves an awful lot of information having to be printed and handed out. This is just a PowerPoint presentation, so it takes the guys through some of the training information that they might not have access to if it's in a book, considerations. So these are just some of the PowerPoints that normally you'd use in face-to-face classes, but they're on the CD, so the guys and the rest of the students can do that. They also have their program of work listed there with all their lessons outlined, you know, when their assessment in. So they actually have a nice little bundle all on one CD. Neil's project. Trying to find that A-Red that you did, Neil. So we've also introduced the teams to A-Red. Some of you have already heard of A-Red. Who's actually seen it demonstrated? I think we might be one of the few that has actually done something different. So you just follow the instructions, which is click on the options that are correct to answer the questions. So the purpose of isolation switch is by, I don't know the answers to these. Turn that one on, so you check the answer and it says no, yep, got that one right, and then it moves you on to the next one, and so forth. So you can actually create all types of questions and answers. Does it have an answer at the end? I haven't played around with it. This is incorrect. You just want to see that I'm not very clever in electrical stuff. My son wants to be an electrician, would you believe? I'm not going to be a very good role model. Okay, I've got the right one. So, and you can actually reset it. So that's one. That one's just called multiple choice, is it? In the ORED CD. So as you can see, you can actually build in an awful lot of stuff into this CD. So that was the induction CD from Neil. We also got, Neil was working also as part of that resource. He did this digital story on soldering. I must admit this was his first attempt. So.
That's why we hired a professional in the second one.
But you can see they're nice short resources that you can put together and add them to a CD where you can actually send them off to watch the video.
There's a lot of misinformation, of course, with technology changes that you can't get on any other yourself.
And you'll notice that the video isn't, or the story isn't very long, they're all about a minute. That's it. So that's that one. And he used Movie Maker to do that one. We also had another A-Red. This one here is using the sequencing tool in A-Red. And this was handling customer complaints. And in this one here, the guys from Workplace Training took some digital footage or some pictures, and the idea is, of course, you just swap them around to put them in the correct order. So here we go. Respond. And if you're not sure, you can always click on there and it will say, what are you going to do about the complaint? So maybe, you know, you could take it there, you could, acknowledge. Acknowledge, take action, respond, follow up and report, and then you can check the answer. You have the first two steps in sequence correct. So there you go. First steps and... So don't pass this one as competent. So you can see that ARID can be quite interesting to use if you think ahead a little bit and you can do some manipulation with that one. Very quickly, because I know that we've got to move along. We also had digital storytelling. One of the girls from Access and Community went to a scout meeting over East and took some photos and created a digital story about disability in the scouting movement for the course. And we also had one of the girls create a movie, and we used a product called Windows Media Encoder, and what it does, it will actually record whatever you see on the screen. It's really good for things like if you're training somebody on computing and you want to take them through some of the sequencing in creating a file, opening a document or doing a table of contents. It will actually record everything you do on the screen, and you can actually narrate and you can just hear Faye's voice. One of the things that we did find, and Faye would be the first one to tell you, is that you have to make the sessions really small. This one ran for about 15 minutes.
3 days.
It was really long. But all she did was, we wanted to put this up onto the Signet website at SWAN, which is our intranet, just to give an outline of what instructional intelligence is all about, so that the lecturing staff might look at it and decide, yes, I'll go to one of those training sessions. So that was, and as you can see, how long was this one? 21 minutes. So it's quite lengthy, and Faye would say it's one of those things that it's too long. Oh, that was my backup. So basically that was it there. The only thing, where to from now, and that is we'd like to actually, some of the team members are looking at further development of some of the skills and the knowledge they've developed. They'd like to actually implement a lot of the stuff they've learnt. They've got some ideas for creating some new resources. Looking at what each of us has done, we can see benefits in actually sharing the knowledge and actually transferring it across and maybe picking up what the others have done and swapping it around. We're also keen to learn some new developments or any new skills and also trying to keep up with technology. And I think the next thing the guys are looking at is podcasting, although we looked at Audacity and those sort of things. Taking some of this stuff and podcasting it may be the next thing. So we might even look at maybe another LearnScope project next year in that field. That's it. So as you can see, our team has done a fair bit of things and developed quite a few innovative ideas that they're going to take back and share with the rest of the staff. So, any questions on any of that? Yep.
Just as far as sharing that knowledge is concerned, I'm not in TAFE, outside the TAFE and ICO.
Yep.
Obviously, a lot of this content, this information is of value. I'm trying to assess it. But to get access to that outside the TAFE system, how would you suggest I could do that?
Well, part of the LearnScope, if we've produced any resources, we have to allow them, isn't that right? Yeah, the resources, anything that's produced under the banner of LearnScope is usually available to anybody else. But look, I'm sure most of us are happy to share, and you'll find that most good trainers are happy to share as long as the sharing is twofold. It's terrible when you go through some of these functions, and I'm not saying that you would do this. They come along, they take everything, then you say, well, you know, have you got anything? They go, oh no, I haven't got anything. Yeah. And it'd be nice just to get some back. But yeah, if we've developed it under LearnScope, it's available to anybody. So okay. I hope that answers the question.
Yes, thank you.
But thank you for saying that it's valuable. Any other ones? No? Well, thank you for your time. I hope that was worthwhile. And thanks to our teams as well.
Thanks to participants that allowed us to record their presentation.